Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. What it do, what it do, what it do, people. This your boy E-Max, man, and you own Hood Talk Radio. Number to call in tonight is 646-478-0944. That's right, that's the hotline. All right. We're gonna be talking about a few things tonight. Your personal attitude, your personality. And shit that's going on in your brain right now that you ain't understanding or you ain't thinking about or any damn thing, man. What the hell is going on in the world today? We're going to get into some topics about Ebola. Came up on some shit about that. And Cheese got some commentary on it. So if you want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. Look like we got a couple of calls already. I think this is Joe Legacy that's on the line. I'm going to get to you in a second, Joe. Just let me get everything going, and we'll chop it up real soon. So y'all know it's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, Hood Talk Radio, 646-478-0944. This your boy, Max, and we will get into this shit right away. I come in this afternoon, you know, and I see some little dude standing out on the corner. All right, I'm setting a scenario for you. About 2 weeks ago, police came down to the projects, you know what I'm saying, and ran about 200 motherfuckers home at about 4 o'clock in the morning. They outside, you know, just popping trunks and dancing on top of cars and having a damn street party without a permit, basically. And you know how that shit goes down. Well, they got mad and ripped the damn stop sign down off the corner. You know what I mean? Like that was doing something. So, of course, they didn't put the stop sign back up. And about four or five people got their shit tore up. All right? I heard them out there complaining about it today. But it was weird because I said, well, it happened tonight. Y'all had y'all party out here. And didn't nobody say nothing after that. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, oh, yeah, that's right. We fucked our shit up. And now we mad because they want to put another stop sign up there. And we tearing our shit up. So some idiot got smart. Tied a string to the stop sign and tied it to the tree. So that at least, you know what I'm saying, it's a stop sign there. Don't you know the damn kids ran home from school and start beating the damn stop sign. Beat the damn stop sign until it came down again. Right. Kicked it, punched
it. And then when the person don't stop and kill somebody, then they gonna wanna beat up the person grab my car.
Man, I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? Thus we have today's topic. Are you thinking about what you doing? You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is you on today? Let's bring Joe Legacy in on this conversation. 216-703, what it do, family?
Man, what's up with the E-Max, man? That sounds crazy. I like how y'all, you know, I like how you putting it on the fact that you threw an event, for one, that you didn't have a permit code, for number two, and then shit happened, and then another person fix the sign, and then the kids beat it down. That just lets you know what type of environment we living in nowadays. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's what I'm talking about. I ain't hating on the new music I hear on the radio, but I feel, you know, if I feed you doo-doo every day, I feed you bullshit every day, you will learn to love it. And you just won't learn to love it. You will learn to like it. And then you will teach it, you will preach it, and you will act on it, on bullshit. So
that's right.
I like what y'all covering today. Yep, black on brown, real.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's Joe Legacy, of course, from Black House Sounds. We've been appreciating that love. You've been joining us.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight it's all good. Tonight it's all good. And you know what? I have on the line the lovely Miss Contagious, the Board of Restless Radio. We're going to bring her in, too. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Before we get into our conversation about the Ebola virus, it's just some things, you know what I'm saying, that we got to address as people. I know we do a lot of talking and, you know, people do a lot of walking, but the truth of the matter is if you think about it, man, most motherfuckers, they ain't going to care until they find themselves in a situation where they're going to want somebody to feel sorry for them. You know what I'm saying? Now, it didn't make sense, you know what I'm saying, for people to be so damn destructive all the time, you know. So, like I said, they had the party. They didn't care about their neighbors or nothing. You know what I'm saying? They just out, standing on top of the cars, popping trunks, popping doors, just, you know, partying. There's at least 200 kids out there. Doing stripper moves and shit on top of the car and all the other girls, you know what I'm saying, encouraging their friends. Go Tina. You know, that's some straight up, yeah, ignorant shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't appreciate that. We don't appreciate that. So the whole thing is what I'm trying to understand is that you can't just blame it on the music. You know what I'm saying? You can't just put it all on the music, man. But it's a whole nother mentality out there. So we have to be more mindful of really what's going on and give the kids some credit because in some kind of way, they're a little more intelligent than we are. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to that tech shit.
But what's missing in that whole scenario is the morals and values.
That's right. It's some
and
shit that ain't
learned. Without morals and values, then you don't know that it's not cool to go stand out there and tear off the stop sign and cause accidents for the community, whereas now someone's going to have a lost life. But yet, you got to remember, if like what Joe just said there, if you take out that in the equation and you continue to feed individuals that negative, then that's what they're going to grow with.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, how can you emphasize on education and telling the kids that we need you to go to college and stay in school when no one is pushing the issue behind them first, empowering themselves and understanding what they're here to do?
That's right. We're going to bring our other caller in, 832-265. You're on the line with E-Max, Joe Legacy, Cheese,
yeah,
and Teresa.
Like how sound.
Talk Radio.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Contagious?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Hey, how you?
All right, that's Joe Legacy. I see it's another number. What's going on down there in Houston?
Oh, that should be Miss Boss Lady. She called in too tonight. I said we're gonna hang out with you tonight. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Boss.
Miss Boss Lady, 832.
Yes, I'm right. I'm right here. I'm right here.
The boss.
All right, man. This is Board of Wrestlers Radio in the house.
I'm about to jump into this. Now, what happened? I was listening to y'all conversation. Now, what's going on?
Well, basically, I came home from doing a party. One night, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and all the little people down in the projects was having a street party.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, the police had to pretty much chase everybody home. Because it wasn't like, you know, they had a permit, that the street was blocked off. They blocked the street off. You know what I mean? But it wasn't like, you know, it was a hall. They just decided, well, the person that had the loudest stereo cranked it up loud, and everybody just came around the corner. And that's where they had their party at, right in the middle of the damn street. You know what I'm saying? Between two stop signs. Yeah, in down in the projects. And, you know, about 4 o'clock in the morning, the police came and, you know, with their little SWAT team and rushed everybody up out of there. But they got mad and started, you know, vandalizing shit, and they ripped the stop sign off the pole.
Oh,
right. Consequently, it was a few accidents behind that. And so you heard people out there talking about why they ain't fixed the stop sign and all this and all of that.
Right.
So I kind of mentioned to the girl, well, it was y'all party. Remember that night y'all was out here at 4 o'clock in the morning. They made y'all stop partying and get the hell out of the middle of the street. Y'all, you know, y'all got mad.
Yo, shit,
you know, it ain't just the dudes down there. It's the girls, too.
Yo, Choice.
I seen a chick arguing with a girl in the middle of the street, and she looked like she was about 9 months pregnant. Talking about what you want to do.
Nigga, what you want to do?
What you want to do? Like that baby with extra arms coming through the stomach or something. That's crazy.
That's how we living in Cleveland.
It's some things going on in the city. You know, and believe it or not, there's a Gwen Tower or two. As a matter of fact. Right across the street. People don't know about them Gwen Towers. People don't know about them Gwen Towers. They think they cell phone towers, but it's nothing else. You know? But that's something we'll bring that up on a later date, man, because I see that we're going to have to go back into the notepad and bring up some stuff we talked about maybe last year. Year before last, and some things that Miss Contagious and, you know, the crew from Board of Wrestlers talked about too. You know, it's a whole lot of stuff that we forgot about because they keep flashing new shit in our face. Like, for instance, you know, this Ebola virus. Before it was Ebola, you know what I'm saying? They was worrying about. No, the West Nile and
the swine flu.
You know what I'm saying? AIDS, Magic Johnson and them. They killed that though. They didn't have enough money.
Like right. you said, right. that all the new statistics is where that they're trying to infuse this right along with them saying that this Ebola is the new AIDS epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, again, why is it only affecting the black areas? The black community.
Because you know,
remember too, in the whole process of what we have in population control is to render out the riffraff. And when you look at those war torn, non supported countries,
right?
Because once again, how is it that you can go over there and you can be a doctor and then contract the shit, but then when you get your ass up out of there, you get back stateside, you can get to one of them incubation tents and shit and get your ass healed. But why you can't go ahead and spread that love to all the rest of the people out there in the community and that thing? But no, once again, if you can't control the population, then once again, what happens? You have, once again, an influx. Just like the same thing that happened, what they did to the people down in Florida and that thing.
Correct.
Castro went on in and told us, hey, look, you can go. But yet, all the criminals came here and brought all the problems here.
Correct.
I really think it's tied to this New World Government shit that they got planned. It's basically, if you go back to like around 1984 with the Rex 84 program, which was Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, and Oliver North basically heading it. They wanted to what they call depopulate some of the underdeveloped countries in order to, you know, take hold of the resources so they wouldn't have to pay for them. You can't take over the world if you don't got, you know, resources to back it. You know what I mean? So it's really, in my opinion, it's like you always say, Chief, just a land grab. They can't just outright go over there and drop a nuclear bomb over there because that's, you know, we got to suppress you out. That's a crime against humanity if they go drop a bomb over there and eradicate the people.
Can't do that. But we can starve you out. We can not give you no aid. Go ahead and cut off all the education world to you.
Listen, hey, who said we couldn't go back to Africa?
Nobody.
Who said we couldn't go back to Africa?
It's just that they remind you here stateside of all the crazy shit that's going on in Africa.
Man, we just wear designer clothes.
well, I say this, when it came to Mandela,
they gave us a westernized pride system, man. We go to the barber shop, our ladies get their hair and their nails done, and they take baths, it's contagious, and that little milk shampoo, make your skin all soft and everything. See over there?
Y'all crazy.
They eat bat meat. Seriously, they say bat meat is sweet.
All right.
Sweet.
The guano maker.
You know, we fry chickens and poke chops and, you know, boil some greens.
Mm-hmm.
But over in Africa, in certain parts, they still... You know, they'll kill a deer and cook him in a second right there on the spot.
They eat a motherfucker one of them field rats, too. Them big ass, look like possums and shit.
They call them the rodent.
Man, I was just looking at it. They said today they was eating them.
But they said over there, there ain't no Ebola. They said if you want Ebola, go find it. Because it ain't here. Yes, indeed.
So basically, it sounds like a government type. Like back, like HIV, like type thing, like the West Nile virus, like the tsunami type shit, like this some shit that just happened.
Right. They said the Ebola broke out from a monkey back in 1959.
Oh, that don't make no sense. Well, it sounds like somebody made that shit up.
That's right.
Remember, if you got an antidote, it existed once upon a time ago, but yeah. It's just like the anthrax. Anthrax is something that comes naturally from the earth and everything, but it do exist.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get enough of it, you can create your own anthrax. But the Ebola idea happened a long time ago, and they do have an antidote for it. That is why those doctors can make it backstage side and get medical attention. Why they won't give the people over there in Africa the antidote?
Well,
it bewilders me.
I'm sorry. Steve Jobs.
I mean, but look, what does Africa have? Africa has gold, has diamonds, has minerals, has plenty of land. I mean, look, you even got the people that you can even hire as the labor force to render the service that needs to be done.
If you was going to buy a mall and there was some poor people living in the projects where you wanted to put your mall,
mm-hmm.
You think you can get them people to get out of there so you can buy that land? What would you do? You have to run them out. You got to run them out. You got to go. You know, you got to plan some drive bys to, you know, get some organ stealing going on. You know what I'm saying? You have to do all. You know what I'm saying?
He said organ stealing. You was
funny. For real.
Wow.
I mean, people
were seriously doing everywhere. Hey, I don't see them going into the prostitution ring because we ain't hearing about too many problems.
No, we sure ain't. I mean,
Vegas damn sure ain't swelling up with them.
And it's not old people. Like the other day out here, we had this old white man come up missing, you know. But he autistic and all of that shit, so he don't know where the fuck he at anyway. But little kids, And it's mostly black kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly black kids. What I've learned about our genetic makeup is that there are healing qualities and there are qualities in our DNA and our genetic makeup that no other race on this fucking planet has.
Well, we can mutate with anything.
A white man can't. Yeah, a white man might get lucky if he can shoot through that. That's right. And you can get you
going, brother.
Say some old rich white man, you know, got a bad heart. They had a movie about that shit a long time ago.
Jealous as fuck.
Okay.
Jealous.
Some old rich white man got a bad heart, and he worth a couple hundred billion dollars. You think these people won't let him die? But it ain't no other white man out there with a heart that's strong enough to replace the one he got. So who do you think they're going to look at?
The nigga.
That's right. Because our heart can go, just like our blood can mix and go anywhere, so can our organs, man. It's something to look into. You know, it might seem
a little they had an article.
Metal.
They had an article about that.
They had other body snatchers.
They keep talking about alien abduction and all of that shit. It ain't no damn alien abduction, man. It's these people.
Our extraterrestrial friends are on standby mode.
You know it. But it's these people, man. It's these people. They ain't got no, listen. All of this shit, and this is what I want y'all to look up. Check this shit out. Next time you go online, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Check out Rex 84. Okay? So all of this shit is a part of the King Albert plan. They've been trying to eradicate the black race through all kind of means, man, for so long that it don't make no sense. We see the shit coming like a red light. Oh, shit, the red light coming. Every time you turn around, it's something else. It's something else going on.
Now, if this gets stateside, then what are they going to do? What are they going to start quarantining the cities?
Well, it already did. Remember, they sent that dude to Atlanta.
Well, yeah, I remember Atlanta is still in the healing mode. They ain't really recovered yet.
It's too much black money in Atlanta. They can't do nothing down there. It's too much money in Atlanta. The government making too much
money.
They brought that man
into the country in the bubble and didn't take him out of that bubble until they said, damn it, you got a 95% bill of health. And you're still under watch.
I bet you that ain't
you might have some fucking relapse or something.
That's a clown, nigga. They got that boy under a white sheet. That's a fucking clown.
They brought out the dummy. Mm-hmm. Oh, they did the body switch on us at the airport.
It done. The Japanese brought him in.
Y'all out there. Hey, y'all is out there.
Hey. It's a serious subject, man, but you know, it's a lot of shit that's going on. Now, they ain't made no noise about the Republican convention coming to Cleveland, have they? What's up with that?
Money.
What's going
money.
On with it?
Well, right now
money
gotta,
not niggas.
Right,
money not Cleveland niggas.
Niggas ain't going to jail right now. See, that's the problem.
We don't do that no more. We just slacked up on that. Man.
Crime is not what it say. You know, they talked about this morning on the news, that white dude or Puerto Rican dude or whatever that shot his baby mama in front of the kids. They ain't said nothing about no convention. They talked about that Apple phone that came out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah, they talked about that. Well, what's going on with the Mike Brown situation? I kind of got a glimpse that he was finally able to be laid to rest. That sounds like some type of Masonic ritualistic shit or something. Satanistic thing, man, to keep a body out of the ground for a fucking month. Didn't they do James Brown like that?
Wow.
Yeah, they did him like that, too.
Yeah, you know, if I died, I'm a nobody. You know, who is this young man? That they kept him out the ground so long. It's something to that. It's a little bit more to that than they want.
There's a whole lot to that.
Genetics.
Especially when they brought that bald head commissioner or whatever he is out there. My son with his pants sagging and he got tats everywhere and wears his head all backwards. But that's my baby. I say if I could reach through the TV, I'll punch that man in the mouth. Shut up.
Wow.
Damn, they're looking like a puppet. You know what I'm saying? He might as well have a sign up to say that I support the police too. Like, get out of here, man. They always put one of us up front. You know what I'm saying? To make us gotta do a little song and dance and shit, try to calm the crowd down.
Go talk to your people.
Al Sharpton was standing there too. He did himself a guy, but he ain't opening his motherfucking mouth, did he? If he did, we didn't see it. He said a couple things. He got out there, looked like a damn match. They got to the bottom and get to the top, but you know they always talking between the lines. That's what I hate. I hate when you're talking between the lines. Ask the shit, ask the truth. Ask some questions, shit, you know, and that's what we don't get. And right now, see, they can keep going ahead and sugarcoating it and thinking they can pull the wool over the people's eyes, but yet, you got to remember, it's just like everybody else on the other side of the planet is out there protesting in their countries about the lack of equality, the lack of education, and the lack of you being able to work and be able to provide for your own family. See, when you take those three out of the equation, you create anarchy, and people are bitter, they're frustrated. We had already got robbed by corporate America and that thing, and everybody got tricked out by the damn 9/11 shit, which was getting ready to come up. But if they want to fall for the okey-doke, then, hey, them the ones that's going to end up seeing the truth in the end. But, hey, you can't go ahead and bring everybody to the water.
And, you know, it's another thing, too. Them FEMA camps are still empty.
Oh, my goodness. Say hello, Truth. Go ahead and get out of pocket. See,
yeah, see
what I didn't like about what happened with the Mike Brown situation and the people and that thing in their own community is that, see, they did it the wrong way. And that's what frustrated me the most was that, see, you some bitches, excuse my French, you some bitches, didn't learn anything. You didn't learn anything from the Malcolm X and the Martin Luther King era, which is if you want to protest and you want to bring the injustice to the forefront, you have to go ahead and do it in the proper manner and form. You can't go out there and tear up your own fucking community and think that it's going to be all right the next day. Where is that? Where are you supposed to go get your milk and cookies from?
Where are you going to get your miles from?
Where you gonna buy your cigarettes at? Where you gonna get your cold beer now? You done burnt the damn store up and looted it, you fool.
Right.
So think about next time when you have some shit to go wrong and somebody mysteriously end up getting shot and killed in the head again. Think about how to protest this shit the right way. What they asked and should have did was went and 100,000 of them should have stood in front of the police station like Malcolm X and said, I ain't fucking moving.
Mm-hmm.
And what you gonna do now? But yeah, what did they do? Once again, they did exactly what they wanted them to do. Tear up your own shit, so therefore you force yourself out.
Well, they didn't do what they should have done. They should have took all that fucking aggression out on the ones that caused all the damn pain and strife. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? If I
but
get
they didn't go up into them heights. They didn't go up to them heights and tear up them heights neighborhoods.
No, sure didn't.
You went down right around the corner from where you live at. And tow up your own shit.
All right. Well, look, man, we're going to let everybody that's on tonight introduce themselves. And we're going to start with that 832-491 number. Miss Boss Lady, would you please introduce yourself to the world?
Hello, world. I am Boss Lady. I'll be on HME Radio, Border Resistance Radio, Weed Was Contagious.
All right. Where are you from?
I'm from Houston.
Houston. All right. They got a lot of water down there?
Yeah, we got a lot of water.
A lot.
We have a lot of water down here, baby.
They got a lot of water down there? Shit.
We got
a
lot of water. A
lot of water. A
lot of water.
Mm-hmm. It's like in Hawaii. Or is it like in Alabama?
It ain't nothing like down south. Straight out of Houston.
Hey, oh, man. All right, then.
Let's not.
Ready to come down there with my jug and get some of that Houston water.
Right. We might need to get
them. Well, you know what? Since you want to talk about it, when you coming?
Okay.
Well,
We've been talking about this for 2 years now.
I know it. I know it. Well, you know, I like
when
you
know.
Get on them, Miss Contagious.
You say you like to travel
what,
E-Mac? You say
next
weekend?
Uh-huh.
That's fine. Well, come on.
Well, that's what's up then. Now, you tell the world who you are.
Well.
Miss
832. I am. Why you got to call me by the phone number? Really? I am. Okay. This is how we go through this. This is the girl. This is Miss Contagious, the Lord and Mrs. Radio. Who's calling? Okay, we're going to try this again. This is your girl, Miss Contagious, the Lord and Mrs. Radio. I will be back on the air next Friday, and we're going to have Sex in the City. So, Emax, I want you to come on and join us because we're doing role playing.
I will be there. Take my seat, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So,
I'm going to have to take mine.
We're going to start it up. But I got a good one. I have this one. Let me get back to the real stuff. Yesterday and today, I went to go visit someone that I knew. And while I'm there, the maintenance man knocked on the door. She lived in an apartment complex. So the maintenance man knocked on the door, and she was like, okay, you know, let him in. And he was like, well, I'm doing routine checkup on the apartment, make sure everything works and functions, you know. So I'm looking at her. I'm like, you know, it is what it is. So he goes to both of the bathrooms. So the only thing he does is check the water flow in the toilet, as we thought. So later on, after they left, we noticed that the vent had been tampered with, you know, in the ceiling.
Right.
So, I'm like, you know me, I'm always checking out things, especially when you're in particular areas of town where people don't give a damn and always trying to just throw you on out, you know.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. So all of a sudden, I go to her other bathroom, and the ceiling, I mean, the vent is down, like the screw missing and everything. So
wow.
I'm like, okay. You know me, I'm nosy, and I'm always coming up with new topics for shows and everything. Find out that it's two pieces of wires that were put in both of the vents in both of the bathrooms. And while the maintenance man was there, he also, you know how you have the garbage disposal switch with the two sockets sitting next to it?
Mm-hmm.
She had that. He automatically took that out. Wasn't nothing wrong. She said, well, nothing. She just moved there. She said, it's nothing wrong with the apartment. Everything was fine. All of a sudden, it's two extra wires in that. So I go back over to, you know, today to visit to see what's going on because he said he'll be back. So I'm like, okay, you know, because I go check it out. And so I told her. I say, well, what type of apartments do you live in? So she was telling me that they're low income.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, and how long have you been here? You know, really, she was like, not even, a month. And she moved in August. And this is September. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. She's like, well, this is the first time. I don't have nothing wrong with the apartment. This is it, this is it. So I said, well, the only thing that I can figure out is that you have two wires in both bathrooms and by the garbage disposal. They either are going to plug in some information to listen to see what's going on in your apartment, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it used to be a very bad apartment complex. You know, back in the day, it's a part where I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to deuce y'all up. I'm not even going. You know?
Right.
So now it's like, calm down. So I told her, it's either they want to see what type of person that you are so they can have you to dismiss you later on, you know, and have you to pay extra fees to move out. You know?
Right.
Okay, so you have to be aware of that. So what I done, I took the wires out. I took everything that was not belonging there. I took everything out, put it in trash, and called it a day. So I told her, I said, well, when they come back in, let me know again, and I'm going to come back over and see what else they have done. And that goes back to when you were talking about how people in certain areas are getting treated different ways, especially when you live in a lot of people, you know, I understand everybody's not wealthy, you know, and nowadays everybody tries to get to a place where they are comfortable, where they don't have to be broke by paying rent, lights, water, you know, it is
right.
what it is. But sometimes when you get yourself in places, you always have to keep your eyes open because you do not know what the other people are doing to affect you and where you live. And I still believe, because back in the day, maybe a year or two, we did a show about people putting bugs in apartments, using against them to have them move out, you know, racism and everything of that nature. But what we need to start doing is when you let someone inside, come into your home, you know, watch what they're doing and go back to verify, okay, like if you did not order that, do not put it in my home. Just like right. ADT. You know, ADT had this thing that would have the mold. I have it, and I stopped it because I had to wake up and say, you know what, Miss Contagious, you tripping. You don't need it. You know, get you a mind changer. So I got me a mind changer. So I'm like, okay, I got this ADT. It monitor you with every movement in your house. It video everything going on in and out your house. You're not the only one that watches this video. People that watches your video that I call, they all are white. So I was like, well, do y'all have any black people work for y'all? The mayor told me to. He said, no, we don't. And he said, I say, why? He said, it's a risk. Are you fucking serious? So that's one reason why I stopped a lot of things dealing with a lot of people, you know?
Right.
But it all comes down just because you live in a certain part of town, a certain part apartment complex, don't let other people come into your home and just take all your privacy away from you. You have rights, you know.
That's right.
I went through her lease. I went through her lease, and for every hole that you put in your wall, it's $5 for every hole you put in your wall. So let's say this girl got a family, a big family, and she put pictures up, and she can't afford already her rent, but you want to take her deposit from her already for every hole that she put in her wall.
Because she put pictures of people up.
Because, so she got pictures. Yeah. I mean, the girl got, you know how people got pictures and all kind of stuff hanging up from the ceiling and everything and that. And so when I went through her lease, I said, well, boo, you know y'all pay $5 because I was tripping. I'm like, well, how in the hell are you going to pay $5 for every hole? She said, I can't do that. I got one picture right here, got four nails. I said, that's what the hell I'm talking about. In her kitchen, she got stuff. I said, you got over $200 worth of stuff in this whole, because she has a four-bedroom apartment. She has seven kids.
You know?
And I'm like, okay. And then her neighbor is so, you know, wishy-washy because they build apartment complex for low income and moderate housing where they don't have the cement floors between the ceilings, you know. So you can hear everything that goes on. So if you smoking in your house, You blowing your reefer, you doing your marijuana, your red deer, your canine, your diesel, you doing all that. Don't you know that I've got apartments now that they They can smell it through the vent in the bathroom.
Yeah, because they all connect.
You know? Yeah, everything is connected in. And I was sitting there and I was telling her, I said, you know what, this is it, you know. I said, just call me back. She said, you know what, I don't need no problems. I'm not going to give you problems. I'm going to give you the truth. You know, if you allow these people to come in and re-put shit up in your house, you know, I said, you don't know. You can be in your bathroom having pleasures with yourself. You know, you don't know if it was a video or what it was. It just loose wire. Really? I said, what wire do they need here? Nothing. I said, it's three places of your house.
They don't pay attention to the illegal wiretapping and phone monitoring and shit of individuals' houses and your comings and goings due to the fact
not
that
an apartment
they're using under their home and saying that they're protecting their property. Now, you got to remember, it's already designed to get the money from the government based on you being low income. They don't... They already know that you are already the bottom of the pit.
There you go.
They really don't care because they know that you don't have no self-esteem and no morals and values about yourself.
That's it.
And we become the
treat you.
That's where they try to break your spirit and your mind based on them keeping you in that suppressed mode.
See, we
keep asking this question, when is everybody going to wake up and ask the question, okay, if we on this big push for education and everything, and then all of a sudden now here, you got all of these charter schools running around. We had teachers out there in the beginning. Yes, they were in the forefront. But yet, if you take away the necessary tools for them to operate, then how can they run a functioning school in the school system? Then all of a sudden you come up with the charter schools, and they supposed to be the same damn teachers who worked in the school system who is now in the charter school system, but yet they supposed to be doing so much better.
Well, they really not doing better. It's just the point is a charter school.
No, the point is the same thing of what we were saying about how they suppress you in the project situation.
Well, that's what I was going to get to, yeah.
They take away all your self-esteem, and then they use what we call as the reverse psychology, and they tell you one thing,
mm-hmm.
and then they fake you out, and they're doing something else on the tail end. They want to blame you for them not having the proper results that they had laid out in the beginning that you were supposed to meet.
That's right. And another thing, Emax, here was some of the charter schools that I found out a couple of years ago. I can't speak on this year because I have not looked into it, but I'm going to say last year and year before last. Now, some of the charter schools here, I don't know about nowhere else, but here, they don't tell you once you get to your child get to the 12th grade. This is some of them, not all charter schools, but I'm going to say 95%. Once your child gets to the 12th grade and, quote, unquote, graduate, do you know that they do not get a diploma? They get a paperwork to say that they have made it through. They have to take another test. And if they fail that test, they still don't get their diploma. And these kids, they're really thinking, okay, think about the kids that get suspended every day. You know, every week they're suspended. Okay, they go to a charter school or on a term to school, from a term to school to a charter school. When they get to that charter school, their mom and dad not looking at the fine print. They like, okay, my baby here, he got 16 kids in one class with one teacher. They fine. But what you fail not to realize that the education they was getting in the public school was way higher than what they do in the charter school.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking 2 to 3 levels behind, then you're giving you easy work just to make sure that you pass, but then when it's time for you to pass that test to get your diploma, you're not getting it.
Well, I know a lot of people whose kids went through that last year. It's up here too. It's been up in Cleveland for a long time. You know,
but it's what we call the forced restraint. They're going to continue to force you into an understanding that, okay, if this didn't work and they failed based on them not having this aptitude, maybe we need to cut it down from 24 to 16. Well, maybe we need to take from 16 to 23. They don't know what fucking number they want to be at. But yet, when you look at first understanding what is the God-given gift of those individual kids, and then understanding there's nothing wrong with you teaching them the fundamentals, but yet you can't have no damn child who don't have no proper rearing when it comes from the home front. You can't send a child to a learning institution and he's sitting off in there saying that he's finna thug everybody out in the old damn classroom.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that in what we call the everyday society in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to go over there and you want to join the rebel cause and shit, you need to go over there and fucking Afghanistan or something and join one of them groups and shit, you know what I mean? You can get your M16 and shoot up the motherfucking sky all you want in that thing until you see the insurgents come. But in corporate America, there is structures, there's rules, there's understanding on how we all conduct this. You can't go to work and tell your boss, hey, you know what, boss man, you kiss my ass today. You can't do that.
But I understand.
You might go do that shit under your breath, but you damn sure ain't gonna let him hear.
Right. But I understand is that most black children ain't really don't really get that white way of thinking. We can't think white. We don't know.
I'm gonna ask you this: what is thinking white? What is thinking white?
Okay, the education that we got. Okay, it was pretty much given to us. They decide what we learn, they decide what they teach. They don't really teach anything about black culture. You know what I'm saying? When I say thinking white, I mean you have to take yourself out of what's geared for you to advance.
That God gave me a gift.
Okay?
See, that's where it all comes down to redlining.
Yeah. It's the white supremacy thing that runs through the educational system, too. You know what I'm saying? Is you're going to learn what we're going to teach you, and you're going to do good at what we teach you, and you ain't going to make it. See, so what you have to do as a parent, I believe, is to not only get your kids to understand that, yeah, you got to learn the right way, but there's a right way. You know what I'm saying? There's a right way to do everything. This way over here, how would you bracket learning? Because they'll teach you a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this.
Right.
And the more you know about this and the better you do at that and the more you understand this, the better you will go in their world. Because it's their world right now. If you want to excel, you have to learn what they know. You have to learn how they operate. You have to almost think like they think. You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, the bottom line is this. Just like Thomas Jefferson made his slaves draw up the blueprints for his patents, they basically training the children to follow their rules. We got to abide by their laws. All of these things are handed to us. We didn't ask for them. This is what they give us. The options is just like going into McDonald's. Your options are limited to what's on the board.
On the menu, baby.
So regardless of how they say have it your way, you can't go to McDonald's and say, let me get a side of macaroni and cheese with that Big Mac and that milkshake, because they don't have it on the menu.
They only do plain broil.
So it's the same thing with the education. If I tell you you have to learn trig right now, we ain't going to teach basic science or basic math no more. We're going to jettison you straight up to trigonometry. Then that's what you better learn, or else you ain't going to make it. So the purpose of those tests is to see how much adaptation the black kids did to the learning process that's been given to them.
Adaptation is the key.
Assimilation.
Assimilation.
That's what it's all about. If you could go to school and learn what you want to learn and be what you wanted to be, why is it that you have a choice to make? What school should I go to? You know what I mean? If I want to be a doctor, how come there's so many schools that say, oh, this school to get your doctor degree is better than that other school? You know what I'm saying? Why is it like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they want to make sure that you learn what they teach you. And those that don't pick it up is going to fall off to the wayside. Those are the ones that they say, well, what's something wrong with them kids? Because they ain't figured out how to adapt to what we teaching them. They say they're giving us the best. We ain't getting the best. How come they don't talk about black inventors in school? The kids right now, I ask my kids now, has y'all learned anything about any of the black inventors? And we're like, no.
No. They don't. And I'm going to say this much. I hear a lot of people always say it's a white man's world. The white people do this, but I really don't believe that it's a white man's world. I actually believe that this is a black person. This is our world. The reason why I say it's our world, because we have invented and done more things than the average white person have done. If the point is, we allow them what they're doing. It's just like the school system. I don't see too many people, just like I told that lady that ran for mayor that time up there in your area. Remember that conversation we had that year? You know, it's not all about, it's about the people in the area. You allow that to happen. If you do not want this to happen, you will not. Just like we said something about grocery stores. Okay, 9 times out of 10, you in this, you got a little building with a supermarket. Let's say it's B&B supermarket. It's a limited supermarket. But if you got the regular-ass Walmart in your area, but you go to the white people area, they got upscale. You know why they have an upscale? Because they will not allow that store to be built. You can go to the person that built whatever in your area and tell them to get enough people to sign if they care. That's what I feel along with a lot of black people. They don't care. We just accept things. We just accept it. Just like I was explaining on this other show not too long ago, this people want to blame every other person for who was fighting everything else, and did they go home and go to sleep. But when somebody get killed, and it's by a white police officer or a white person or this and here, they want a problem with it. But it's okay for the other black man to come and shoot this black boy or kick this black man door, and everybody talk about it, laugh about it, have a barbecue, and they ask on the next day. Fuck it, that man life is lost. But we accept things. That's why a lot of people say it's a white man's world. No, nigga, you sitting up here allowing it to be. You know, my child not learning. Why you didn't give your child a book? Go to the library. Get your child a book and teach your child.
That's
teach what your child wants to know so that they can be better than the average person. even in some white areas of town, as we call them, you know, the white people side, if you notice, their books is the same as our books. It just taught differently, worded differently. It's not even worded differently. It's just taught differently because our children really going to school to make sure they want to show their little Nikes off, you know, what they got on,
right,
or whatever the case may be. They really not worried about anything. They want to talk about and twerk.
Yep.
Twerking ain't going to get your ass to school.
You got the best phone. Exactly.
But that all don't come to the parents. Yeah, you have to get to the parent, and the parent got to sit there and understand. But if you got this parent, now I'm going to say this much, what I've noticed this year, and I got like four topics on this, where I've been around a couple of people, well, several women that don't have no education whatsoever. Just say fourth grade education because they didn't get through middle school because they started having kids at an early age. They pushed their kids more than the ones who graduated from school to learn into what.
Yeah.
Now, this is something else, too, and I want y'all men, and like our boss laid on the line, I want y'all to let me know if I'm wrong or right, but I want y'all to see me because I'm not being racist. A lot of people always come in, our black men always going to the white girl. They think it's a sexual thing. No, it is not a sexual thing because for the simple fact is, a white one, I think, Emac, did you tell me? No, you didn't tell me that. We didn't have a talk about this. A white girl is raised to take care of her man, responsibilities, and make sure the household and everything is taken care of. Right?
Okay.
A Mexican is raised to take care of family and make sure her man is taken care of. I ain't quite sure about them Chinese and all them other people that go yonder. I don't know. But our black women raises our daughter to do what? Get what you can get. Don't worry about nobody else. You know, our mind frame is not set on to take care of a man because our, well, I don't know, my mom, I can't say my mom, but some of our mothers taught our child, you don't need no man for nothing. This is what you did. But as soon as they get of age, I can't find a good man. They got attitude problems. They got issues. Okay, but if our women start raising our children to take care of the household, your kids and your man, maybe they'll get along a little better. Maybe our black men won't have to run off to other races, or not even other races half the time, because I'm not racist. It is what it is. Who you love is who you love. But I get tired of hearing black women always complain about how black men run off because of the sexual thing. No, because I know more black women suck dick than a white girl do. You know, it's just the white girl how to take care of her responsibility. A black girl got to make sure she get her nails and feet done while her kids run around here with nappy hair. So, if I was a man, I'd say fuck her too, and I'd take my ass to what's best. So, yeah, if we, you know, women and men need to start coming up too, you know what I'm saying? If your baby mama ain't doing your kids the way you want to raise, take them. You have every right to go and take your kids out that predicament and raise your child how you want to go and put her ass on child support instead of sitting there allowing your child to raise them the way you don't want them to be raised.
That's right.
And that's some of the things exactly what we talk about. And I'm glad that you did mention that. And, you know, my opinion is exactly. You know, we continue to beat around the bush, but you had to bring it to the forefront. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A lot of these little young bucks out here got caught up because you got to remember, even though they got what we call bamboozled with the golf ball from the through the water hose. See, because you got to remember, if you suck a golf ball through a water hose, boy, just imagine what happened to that little shorty's mind. All right, he gone. He lost. Now, these women, they forgot about their roles, like you just said there. How in the hell can you say that you're going to be a baby mama when you can't even, you ain't got a pot to piss in when to throw it out of, and you living in the project? But time and time again, we say, okay, now, why should you have to go to the project? The reason why was because you didn't want to listen to the instructions that you were getting when you were being properly reared. Because, once again, you thought you could become emancipated from your parents at the age of 16, and you didn't have to listen to the rules and regulations that needed to be set forth. Now, you're 16, and you're walking among the strip and everything, trying to live a grown-up life, and you hadn't even experienced the old teenage life yet.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you're saying right there, to really emphasize on what happened to the black woman's role. If you don't take care of your man and take care of your house and take care of your kids, he will exactly do that. He will find that white girl. He will find that Chinese girl. He will find that Puerto Rican, because they understand the roles just like a man. A man can't go around wearing no damn dresses and shit when he come home from work.
That's man, right. You can call me Jesse Jackson. I swear, I don't know. I just believe.
But you know what I've been trying to find out, E-Max? I've been trying to figure this out, because back in the day in slavery, our black women took care of the household and our men. You know, I've been doing some studying. I've been trying to figure out what year frame did our black women, because I'm not speaking on no other race, but ours, get lost in the system to where the point they think they don't need a man and they don't know how to take care of their man.
You know what
I'm
happened?
I'm not saying going to the club for some type of first song.
Yeah, it was like 1913, 1914.
Right after they took away the Reconstruction. And
no, it was because of the war.
No.
They sent all the men to war
exactly.
And the women was at home.
They left the women. This is when they got rid of the Reconstruction in 1855. All right? Then they turned around and they needed their help going into World War One. All right? The men said, look, the only thing we want to do is to have a right to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's what the agreement was in the very beginning. But when the men went off to war, a lot of them didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And the women got left behind. And then when the women went out, they had to fend for themselves and everything. And they were left with the babies. So now you got the women who happen to now introduce themselves into the workforce, because there is no man no more. The white woman, she still got mom and pop and shit that's going to raise them and send them to Harvard, Yale, and Princeton.
Come on,
yeah, but it really came about after that war, after the second war, because the First World War really didn't deplete the male image in a household, so they had to, you know, come up with a reason to do another one, which brought all the races out, you know what I'm saying? And that
mm-hmm.
meant it was more women at home. They had to go to work. They had to have, somebody had to make the bullets that the men would shoot. Somebody had to make the tanks. Somebody had to,
like the plane.
You know, make the planes. So the women was working in the factories and going home and taking care of the kids in the household. And that's when they basically, black women and white women together, got together and they, what was it, the 13th or was it the 15th Amendment? Where it was they got the right to vote. Because it was like, since we said we doing everything, you know, so we might as well have the right to vote. Because women, not even white women, had the right to vote. Until after World War II. And so the black women basically, they pig, it was pigtailed off the white lady shit, because the white lady still couldn't do nothing. So it became a coalition for all women, and mm-hmm. the black ladies got to vote, because the white ladies never really looked at the black women as sisters, but because they were women and they all fought together for the same cause. So black women was able to vote, but the black men weren't. We was able to vote, but they wouldn't. So it started to, you know, tailwind. So the black women could vote, but the black men could, but they got more problems than the black women did. It was all right for you to go to the voting booth, but me, I might be, you know, beat up or killed or something like that, even though it was legal for me to vote. So that's basically where it started. And then when everybody started wearing bell bottoms and smoking joints.
In the 60s, revolution came into play.
And turtleneck sweaters.
Well, you know. Oh,
that's
my goodness.
That's why they Soul Train.
Let me ask y'all this. How do y'all feel, and I know, E-Max, we've talked about this several times on other shows, but how do y'all feel about the law that was written was not written for our race?
Oh, you know something? It's evident. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Now, if you go back to when it was written, we weren't but a third of a man.
Yeah, and the laws was not actually written for black people. The laws were actually written for white people.
That's right. We were property.
Yes,
we was just property.
That's where we come in with the birth certificate, the numbers on your birth certificate. Remember, we get to show about the birth certificates and all that good stuff. So, I mean, yeah. So I'm trying to, you know, there you go.
That is why they continue to have an annual census.
Did you know that slaves, that Manhattan was the biggest slave port in the world? Yeah, Wall
That's
Street.
Right.
That's what they were marching motherfuckers
That's
down
it.
Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's still
That's
happening, but
mean.
Now it's happening to everybody. And what pisses me off more than any damn thing is that these ignorant ass white folks don't think that they in the pot too.
But they know the whole point about it though. No. They know they in the pot. They just don't want you to know they in the pot. That's why they get to tripping. You know, they tripping on their own self.
That reverse psychology I was just talking about.
How many people did you see marching down the street with their hands in the air hollering "Don't shoot" during the Mike Brown
About
fiasco?
Five of them. I seen about five of them.
Did you know they was up in Colorado in a high state doing the same thing they was doing it in Idaho? In Wyoming, and they ain't killed no black people out there that we know about anyway. But they was all damn near states that ain't nothing but white folks had the kids out there doing it. Old people out there walking down the street like, "Don't shoot." They got T-shirts, man. They just sold $1 million worth of T-shirts that say "Don't shoot" in Colorado. $1 million, yes. Worth of T-shirts that they got just printed on the front. "Don't shoot." They done sold $1 million worth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was listening to this show in another area of the country, and they were saying that, I don't know where it come from, I have not seen it, I have not heard it, I'm just going by hearsay, that it was a memo that was put out for different police departments in the United States, what high trafficking areas of drugs use and black people to just take whoever they want to take out. I did not believe that. I don't believe that whatsoever.
Well,
me,
you know,
myself and all.
It was called the purge. It was called the purge.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna tell you this much. That movie right there is what is really going on now.
Yeah.
You know, and I was said. It was so funny. I was at the doctor's office, and I looked at this little girl. She was about 16, 17, and she was talking about Purge 2 is racist. I just turned around and said, "Well, no, baby, Purge 1 was, because the only person the white boys were trying to kill was one black man." Throughout this whole thing.
Remember back in the early 90s when they were stealing cars real, real tough? Same thing. You know, they eventually make a movie about it because they want to let you know that this is what's going to be the very end result. Because if you do continue to keep doing it, this is what's going to happen. A lot of people started getting killed in the very end of the movie. See, the moral of that story is that, you know, going out and creating that mayhem and that thing ain't going to do nothing but just bring that death.
Well, listen, y'all. We're going to take a break right quick. I'm going to play a song, and we're going to come back to the conversation with Miss Boss Lady and Miss Contagious right here, Hood Talk Radio. It's Emax Image, and we also got guest speaker Cheese, and we are here for you. So just give us a few minutes, and we will be right back. This song is out of the classics. It's called About Me. It's one of my first recordings, Hood Talk Radio.
This is all we know. It's tired. heaven, here on earth. Yeah. What I saw in your eyes took me back at first. And then I heard, don't make me love you by putting it down on me. And then I heard, what you can do is satisfy my body. Just right, that's over, baby, don't take it lightly. I know you heard I'm only good for one night stand. No, but I'm just lonely.
Yes, indeed. Hood Talk Radio tonight. That was some old school Emacs, man. Straight out of the crate. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring everybody in along with Al Porter Jr.
What it do?
Got Miss Boss Lady and Miss Contagious on the line with us tonight. And we are pretty much jamming. So what's up,
Hey,
Al?
Hey, that's cool. Oh, I'm doing excellent, man. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What about you all?
Oh, man, having a good conversation.
Moving and moving.
That's what's up. Got cheese
what
in the house.
What up, everybody, and what's going on? What's the topic or topics for this evening?
Well, Ms. Contagious, she mentioned on some security issues. We talked about some Ebola.
We talked about some
personal personalities. You know what I'm saying? We had a few topics, man. We got into some real, real deep conversations, you know?
That's beautiful. That's
education.
Good. I just got in. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You know? So what's going on with you, Al? How's everything over at Black on Black?
Man, well, with that meeting ending, I got a chance to get in here. And now sit back, and the first thing I did was I said, let me call in and get some further education and see what's going on with my people. So right now, I'm just in it to listen and continue and learn.
That's what's up. Well, we basically, you know what I'm saying, touching on many, many, many topics that's out here. And the last one, if Ms. Contagious don't mind elaborating a little more, It was about, you know, some issues, some things that's going on that we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us don't know about. So bring us up to speed. And we got to do a little more research, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we
got to do some more research.
When the woman, you know, started having the idea that it was, you know, she didn't need the man in the home. You know what I mean? And men, you know what I'm saying, speaking from my own perspective as a male, and, you know, me, myself, you know what I'm saying, I'm not racist either. I like all women. But I personally lean toward my sisters. We all got flaws. We all got flaws. I don't believe in that population shit. I ain't perfect. And I don't expect the person that love me, I put it to you like this. Let the motherfucker love me, I'm going to love her back, period.
That's right.
Because I'm a motherfucker. I'm hard. I'm not easy. You know, because I have standards, and I honestly believe that, you know, we all need to have those type of standards. If everybody had the same type of standards, I ain't saying we all need to think the same.
We'll be robots.
We'll be robots. But if everybody would hold to a certain standard, like when you go to work, it's a standard of operation.
Isn't that
about
your morals and values?
Yeah, I'm not fucking with nobody that... I don't even look at them girls in the project. There ain't shit to look at. For what? You
what
ain't trying
to
do shit. You ain't trying to
get out of
the line. I'm sorry, ladies that ride the bus. I don't even look at you. You know what I mean? I don't even look at you. You can't help me no kind of way. I can't help you either because I'm busting my ass. I ain't saying that I'm looking for no rich woman, but at least have your own damn car. We can do so much better with two cars. I got food stamps. You got food stamps. If we got food stamps together and we got two cars, we can make some shit happen. But if one of us on the bus and we both got food stamps, somebody got to sell some. You know what I mean?
That's illegal. You can't do that. Try that.
Shit, fuck that. White folks sell their food stamps too.
They don't tell you though.
Hey, wait, I ain't telling on nobody. I'm just saying. I ain't mentioned no names. Well, shit, them motherfuckers, that's a credit card.
Hey, look. I'm just saying,
I don't want no woman. I don't give a fuck how cute you is, baby. I love you to death, but it was nice to meet you. You know what I'm saying? Your bus coming. Shit.
Oh, my God.
Because
wow.
They do us the same way. How many times you stand at the bus? I stood at the bus stop for about 2 weeks. I ain't even get a hello. I ain't even get a hello. Out there looking nice, had my little hair cut and properly groomed and smelling good and everything. I got on a bus and didn't even get, oh, you smell nice today. Nothing. Because I was on a bus. But as soon as
see,
I wash my van up, what I get? That's a nice van.
that's because you have to teach your daughters how to be able to accept the man regardless of what they have. You know, I always tell them, and they always think, you know, I got to be high maintenance. I'm not high maintenance, not at all.
I'm not high maintenance
but
either. My
at
mama
the same time, your mama taught you
I
what?
I watch my mama. I watch my mama. I watch
but,
my mama. My
is
father
you,
didn't
okay.
teach me shit. But how to lay around and watch TV. He wanted to watch football on Saturdays. That wasn't good enough for me.
But see, that's what we're emphasizing on when we're talking about that breakdown of that infrastructure. When you see the males breaking down, you see the females breaking down. It's all because, see, there's no more interaction or morals and values established for the in-between.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like we asked this question a long time ago, and probably this is going to resonate in a lot of y'all minds. If you notice that out in the white folks' neighborhood, they have a dining room. And the black folks' neighborhoods, they don't have dining rooms.
No, they ain't building no houses in the hood with dining rooms.
And that is because, see, they don't want you to sit down and pray with your family and everything. They want you to become separate so that they can continue to do what? Pull your mind to the wayside. Separate the individuals from you.
you saying that in some black areas or towns don't have dining rooms?
Most of them.
They don't have dining rooms.
They don't got dining rooms.
You got slashes. You got a living room slash dining room.
Sitting there. Eating area.
Okay.
You got
an
eating. Big-ass room. Just
right.
Put it like
okay,
that.
I got you now. Okay, I got you. It is a combination thing. It just don't have a door. Okay.
Right.
It don't have a wall.
No,
to walk into the formal.
It might just be a walk-through.
You get a ceiling fan.
Well, you know why? Do you know why? It's because it's not a formal living area. It's not a formal dining room.
That's right.
It's a regular dining room.
How the hell they give me a dishwasher then? They gave me a dishwasher, a stove, a refrigerator, a microwave. They gave me a washing machine and a dryer, central air. I couldn't get a damn dining room. Couldn't even get a porch, not a stoop.
You just
walk
have
right
an
outside
open area.
Your damn door. You walk right outside your door. I'm telling you. And the fucking bars is at the top of the bars is pointed in. So you know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to come out. They don't want you to come out.
Right. They understand the proper containment.
But
well,
that's what
we've
been doing all night out.
We've
just
been bouncing.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question. Now, in your area town, what are the color of the, you know how you have the reflectors in the middle of the road and on your street? What
mm-hmm.
color are they in your area town?
You said the reflectors?
In your neighborhood. The reflectors that's on the ground. Uh-huh.
Oh, we don't have those.
Have you ever...
Only on the main street. Those on the highway. No, only on the highway.
Y'all don't have them in the middle of the ground. I mean, like on the road, on your street, you have at least one.
No.
It may be
No, you talking about the road stripes?
No, not the stripes. You know, the reflectors.
It's
like
on the highway and separate the lines. No, those.
Yeah,
are
but they are
the
placed
highway.
On the ground. But no, they're placed on the they're placed on the tar. In the middle of the street, in the hood. They're not in the rich area of the town. They're only in the hood, and they're all different colors. Different segments is different colors.
No, we don't have those. We got them on the highway, though, and they just yellow. Only yellow.
Well, I want you to just check it out for me, because I'm doing a show about that. I know here in Texas and a couple more states that only have them in the black areas of town. They don't have them in the white areas of town. They're only in the black areas of town. And I did a show about this a year and a half ago about, like, in here in Fifth Ward, we have red. If you go across over the other side, it's Cashman Gardens, they have red and blue. And if you notice marking on different, like, when you come into a neighborhood, you have white, yellow, blue. Damn, I think it's white, yellow, blue. Damn, it may be red, but I'm not quite sure. But if you notice, when you go in, there's different markings for different areas of town.
Well, you know what that's for, right?
Yeah, it reflects
well,
off the helicopter.
I know what it's for, but I kind of understand what them colors mean, okay? I did a little research on the who gets picked for the FEMA camps, okay? And they have color.
We already know who's going in the FEMA camp. What are you playing? We know.
They have color codes. They have color codes for certain areas, and they put certain stickers on certain people's mailboxes. There's red, blue, green, and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those who get red stickers and areas that you see more red stickers than anything, it's a lot of people that are gonna get woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You gonna be washed off?
Yeah, some of them gonna get killed. Some of them get washed off. Now, the ones that's in green are those that are followers of the ones that get whose doors get kicked in. Okay, they go to the FEMA camps to get what they call reprogrammed.
What? You know what? Let's just narrow this down to diversion. This is like diversion.
I tell people
diversion. The movie Diversion is what we're going to end up in, just like Diversion. You seen the movie Diversion?
Well, not yet.
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
You need to see the movie Divergent. It's that exactly what you're saying, how they take this test, and whatever you, that's where you go. You have the one that goes out and fights. You have the one that runs the country. You know, it's just like what you're saying, and they all live in different sectors. It's just like, you know, mm-hmm. exactly what you're saying. It's just, Divergent is a good book and a movie.
All right. I might have to look on that one later on this evening and let that
yeah,
be that.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah,
Divergent is a good movie.
But that's really, it's a color code for dissension. If you are outspoken and you call yourself a community leader and you got a lot of people that's mm-hmm. following you and believing in what you're saying and taking action based on what you're saying, you're going to be one of the first people to get, whose door's going to get kicked in. Judges.
Wow.
You know, and they starting with the blacks and the Hispanics. See, what the thing is, a lot of people thinking is you know, because of what they seeing on YouTube and they, I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube too, but you know, dealing with Miss Contagious and Border Rest's radio, I learned to search around a little bit more. You understand? Because they were on some websites that I had never heard of, and I would go and they would share the links, and it would be like, wow, you know what I'm saying? They would mm-hmm. be right there on the air, telling us about stuff and looking at the computer at the same time, like it's right here. You know what I'm saying? So we would, you know, follow up. And a lot of those things, and I just keep doing that now. It's automatic. So when I come across things, if I don't share it, I try to talk about it. You know?
Yeah.
So it's all of these things are, in my opinion, what they call the false flag.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, okay, like I'm going to give you a perfect example. This football player that knocked his wife out. How many motherfuckers do you know who slapped the shit out of their woman, knocked their woman out, punched their woman, and then she'd get up and say, oh, he was just mad and I was talking shit. I mean, we hear about that shit every day. Mm-hmm. What was so significant about this dude? Jay-Z and Beyonce got into an argument in the elevator, too. What's with the elevators?
Mm-hmm.
What's with everybody jumping off the
low
plane?
Class, yeah, low class.
It's,
that's what they want to depict everybody as being low class.
I don't want to get on the elevator with no couple. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I'm gonna take the next one. Thanks.
Right, y'all shut it down, though. Take that shit out.
Y'all might want to fight in there. Go ahead. I'm going to take the next one, so I'll be on the news on some dumb shit. And they'll say, this was his bodyguard. He didn't do nothing. You know what I mean? Yes.
E-Mac, I know how you feel about religion. So let me ask you this question, because I know it's almost over for us. I was browsing the site. First, I saw it on Facebook. So I went and did my little research, whatever, because it was interesting how you had this, I'm going to say Hispanic. I don't know if you've seen it. It was a Hispanic man claiming to be Jesus.
Yeah, I watched that.
You watched that? Now, let me ask you this question. If he claimed to be Jesus, and he has all of these followers, well, he did because he's dead now. They say he's dead now, so, you know. But you had all these followers and all this money, people that's rich and famous, giving you all this money, houses and land and islands and everything, and you claim to be Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And half, he has some nice followers, but half of the people did not believe him. Now,
wow.
Back in the day, half of the people did not believe Jesus was the Son of God. He ended up dying the same. You know how he died. I don't know how this man here died, but from the research I did, they say he died.
Okay.
Now, who to say that he was not Jesus? To come back and get some followers to get the world back right, like it's supposed to be.
He was Hispanic, I remember. I watched.
Mm-hmm. You watched the video? I think I hit it to you and Al, didn't I?
Yeah. I watched the entire it was about a little bit more than 45 minutes. I watched more than one video about him.
Yeah.
One of them was an hour and some change. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was strange.
It was.
I actually just sat back and with my mouth open, like, wow. You know what I mean?
Wow, me too. I was like, and people kept inboxing to my, what you think? I'm like, you know what? That's your opinion. I was like, you know, because I'm not going to say this man is telling the truth or not. It's about right. Who you believe. If Jesus in the beginning, the one that we have read about and saw the movie that people have created, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we believe that,
yeah,
who say that it did not happen again?
It goes, to me, it goes back to what they gave us. Do you want onions on your burger? Because it comes with onions. You know, if you don't want no onions,
oh,
I ain't got to put them on there. But in order for it to taste like they said it would, the onions got to be on there.
Right.
Now,
oh,
I know. Yeah. I went to Rally's one day and wanted me a mushroom Swiss burger without that mushroom sauce, and they told me I couldn't get my sandwich like that, and I asked them why. And the only thing they could tell me is because it wouldn't be a mushroom Swiss. I said, yes, it would. Because the mushrooms and the Swiss cheese is what I want. I don't want that sauce.
You know,
mayonnaise or something on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all about what your taste is. Okay? It's all about what your taste is. I ain't never trying to tell nobody to think like me or feel like me. I'm just trying to say that if you look on the back of the nickel, it's a face.
Also,
and what the hell is that building on the other side? You know what I mean? That's all. The questions that we don't ask are the ones that we need to be asking. Ooh, this is shiny new nickel. What's wrong with the nickel from 1932? It looks exactly like the one from 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Except it got a deer on the back now. Why do we need a deer on the back of the money? Because it ain't shit. It's a novelty item.
Well, actually, because, see, the currency is what represents the different states. When you do good in your state, you get represented on your coin.
Mm-hmm.
If we ain't got no gold to back up our dollar, what the hell do we got for a nickel? Listen, man. They still haven't found all that gold in the bottom of the Twin Towers, so shit, I think we got enough on some reserves somewhere.
Bill Gates got that shit. He keep coming up with all the best phones. Him and that damn Steve Jobs.
Well, hey, when you got a direct link into China and shit, damn it, you can get that first run at it.
I tell you the truth, y'all. Well, listen.
But you know what?
I truly. Yeah, we got about 90 seconds left. Go ahead, Mr.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead, baby. Go ahead,
darling.
I was just going to
thank you all for joining us tonight. I truly enjoyed it. It was like a piece of red velvet cake with some extra icing.
Welcome.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
chocolate flavor.
Everybody, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Miss Buzz Lady, you know what I'm saying?
Keep
I just
on the air.
Also. Okay. We're going to all put this virtual toast up in the air. We're going to drink some rosé. And shout out to 2014 and the years to come, because I don't think with all this building that they're doing, we got too much to worry about, y'all. It's all about the mindset. So let's keep our minds on our prize and our goals and our faith. Love in the air, and everything is going to be all right, y'all. This is E-Max. We got Cheese here, Al Porter, Miss Contagious, Miss Boss Lady. And we got Teresa over there. She's chilling. And this is your boy, E-Max the Image. We love y'all and thank y'all. This is Hood Tunes Radio.
Peace.
Till next week.
Good night.
Good night.